now debating one article of impeachment against President Trump, incitement of insurrection, for last week's riot at the Capitol, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The President of the United States incited this insurrection, this armed rebellion against our common country. He must go. He is a clear and present danger to the nation that we all love.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says Democrats should be focused on bringing the nation together.
Democrats are going to impeach the president for a second time, one week before he leaves office. Why? Why? Politics and the fact that they want to cancel the president.
The Senate is out of session until next Tuesday, the day before Joe Biden's inauguration. And Fox confirms Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will not bring senators back before then for a trial to remove President Trump from office. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's still a chilly forecast, but it's getting a little bit better. We'll call it partly sunny today. We may reach 50 degrees, which would be a big improvement over yesterday. Mostly clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 30. Tomorrow, I think, should be the best day of the week weather-wise, with sunshine and a high temperature near 60. Wow, that would be great. Chance of an isolated shower Friday morning as a little front moves through the area. Otherwise, low to mid-50s on Friday. A cool weekend with cold nights, but a storm-free weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Just days after Montgomery Public Schools returned to in-person learning, a local high school is going virtual for the next 2 weeks. Starting today, Montgomery Public School officials say that Carver High School will go virtual for 2 weeks after an employee tested positive for COVID-19. Governor Kay Ivey and State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris got the second dose of the coronavirus vaccine Tuesday. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 87,000 vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. And former Montgomery City Councilman Tracy Larkin will lie in repose at Montgomery City Hall this Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. Graveside services will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at Greenwood Cemetery. Larkin died earlier this month. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstone 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday? Yeah, I got to pick up my new store today. Got to go grocery shopping, I guess. Did Will hang on? Let's go to see if Will's still there. Will, are you there? Will?
No, I think he just...
Yeah, he told me about it.
All right.
Okay. Well, if you are there, call me back. Or if you want to call me, talk to me, call me back. Clips?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't have John either.
Still waiting on John Will.
So while we're waiting on John, Liz Cheney will be a yes vote and others have joined. Listen in.
At least one top Republican in the House and the top Republican in the Senate, both indicating support for impeachment. Congresswoman Liz Cheney says she is a yes. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is a maybe. Also tonight, in less than an hour and a half, the House will vote on a measure calling for the invoking of the 25th Amendment and removal of President Trump from office. Chief Congressional Correspondent Mike Emanuel following all the late-breaking details on Capitol Hill. Good evening, Mike.
Brett, good evening. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the number three Republican in House leadership, says tonight she will vote to impeach President Trump. Cheney says the president summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack, and that everything that followed was his doing. Fox has also confirmed that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is furious with President Trump for the riot last week and believing the president was a key reason Republicans lost control of the Senate, and that McConnell believes impeachment could help rid the Republican Party of President Trump and his movement. All this breaking ahead of action in the House this evening. Tonight in the House, a preliminary step on the path toward impeachment. Lawmakers will vote to urge Vice President Pence to use the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. The president says he's not worried.
The 25th Amendment is of zero risk to me, but will come back to haunt Joe Biden and the Biden administration. As the expression goes, be careful what you wish for.
Lawmakers argued back and forth, preparing the bill for the floor vote.
It's up to the vice president, and we're not trying to usurp his authority in any way. We're trying to tell him that the time of 25th Amendment emergency has arrived. It has come to our doorstep. It has invaded our chamber.
These actions will only again continue to divide the nation. Turning to the 25th Amendment into a political weapon by demanding that the vice president invoke it to remove the president from office, I think is just wrong.
Tomorrow, the focus shifts Jim to George. Impeachment, accusing President Trump of incitement of insurrection, with lawmakers still bickering about the election.
I ask you to lay bare the fact that this lie out there, that somehow that Joe Biden did not win the election fair and square. He did.
So are you saying there was no the problems? There was no concerns with this election? Is that what you're saying, Mr. Chairman? Of course, I understand Joe Biden won.
Last night, in a call with fellow House Republicans, Leader Kevin McCarthy warned, "Personally, I continue to believe that an impeachment at this time would have the opposite effect of bringing our country together when we need to get America back on a path towards unity and civility." House Republicans have floated a censure resolution instead of full-blown impeachment. GOP Conference Chair Liz Cheney called tomorrow's impeachment a vote of conscience. The Senate Democratic leader says this is all the president's fault.
Trump causes the anger. He causes the divisiveness. He foments the violence and blames others for it. That is despicable.
Some House Republicans are expected to break ranks on impeachment tomorrow. Fox has confirmed GOP leaders do not intend to lobby members to vote against it. Now that Cheney is in favor, that number could grow.
So anyways, to see the blowback that Liz Cheney may get out of this whole thing. Let's go to Lori. Lori, welcome to the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good. Liz Cheney, boy, she's really just turned her back on the Republicans. I just wanted to kind of see what you thought about that.
Well, she turned her back on Trumpism, and because she didn't like the Trump concept of things. I mean, she comes from a family that loves war. She comes from a, you know, we're smart, we're the institutional Republicans, we know what's best for the Republican Party. Because we're the keeper of the flames, we're the keeper of the truth. And there's no place, there's no room to have a someone like Donald Trump or Ronald Reagan, to be honest with you, in the mix.
I don't know. I'm just ashamed of her, and I don't know. I kind of had a little respect for her father years ago, but I don't anymore. But I think the Democrats are really, you know, when you were a child, you poked at an ant bed, and everybody said, "Don't do that." I think the Democrats are really doing that because they're going to stir up a lot of really bad feelings around, you know, among people. And I just think they're really going to regret what they're doing. I hope nobody is violent, but I'm unsure.
Well, I hate to say this. I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it. I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to invoke some violence. I think they're trying to be so out there and make so many crazy accusations that they're going to incite people. And then they go, see, we told you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're trying to stir people up. I believe that also.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to get, you know, people so fired up and to do bad things that they normally wouldn't do. But it's just they're pushing them too far.
Well, they want to seize power, and to do that, they've got to eliminate some people. They've got to basically pass some laws where they've got both houses in the presidency. That's going to make people like me a domestic terrorist because I'm going to speak against government, or when I speak against government.
Yes, sir. I understand that. Can I first tell you, I am praying for you.
Thank you.
And I've had cancer, survived. You will too.
Me too.
We're all praying for you.
Thank you. I've had cancer too, and I've survived.
And I pray for you at night. And I wanted to ask you, could I get in on the drawing?
Sure.
Because I am an inauguration baby, remember?
I do remember.
I am the 120. And nobody's going to give me any kind of happy birthday next Wednesday, so this is my only chance to have a birthday cake. So,
are you going for the sympathy vote, Lori?
Sir?
Are you going for the sympathy vote?
Oh, no. I know you just draw. No, I know. I won't. It won't hurt my feelings. I don't celebrate birthdays anymore, but
why not?
I'm an inauguration. That's terrible to say your birthday's on 120 especially.
So why do you not celebrate your birthdays any longer?
Too old.
Well, being a cancer survivor, every birthday is a good birthday to me.
I know it is, but my kids, you know, kids now, they text you, happy birthday, with a birthday cake out beside it. Wow.
Yeah,
you really could at least drop a card.
Cheapo.
You know. But, and my husband used to go and get me a cake, but I don't expect cake. So, maybe I'll get lucky and win, and, you know, if not, it'll just another day. Somebody else will win, and I hope everybody has a wonderful day, and maybe things will get better one day.
Let us hope. Let us hope. Lori, thanks for the telephone call.
Thank you, Dan.
And happy Bye-bye. Early birthday. La, 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 la. Where were we? We weren't anywhere, were we?
No, we finished up with the Liz Cheney report.
I wonder what happened to John.
Yeah.
I have to do this by myself. Okay, let's do this. Let me see the clips. Sean Hannity had Nunes and Rick Grenell on. Here's Nunes on the impeachment and the tone there at the Capitol.
Congressman Nunes, let's talk about the double standard. You are actively involved, and you were proven correct on the big Russia hoax lie that went on for years. Yeah. Nobody seemed to ever want to take responsibility for that. To this day, they've never admitted they did anything wrong and the lies that they spread, right, even about you. Now you see where the Democrats are headed. Tell us, how do conservatives react to this?
Well, I think people need to stay in the fight and understand they have to stay involved in their government. What's happening here really is reminiscent of the fall of the Soviet Union, where you have the Democrat leadership. They're all very old. They're being challenged by these insurgents, these revolutionaries who are bringing communism into the Democratic Party. So the American people are vigilant about this. This is why you saw the crackdown. You mentioned it earlier. Elimination of an entire company, Parler, the only free social media platform that conservatives could go to. That's been obliterated. So when you watch what's happening around here, that they're doing a lot in the dead of night around here, Sean. Even this is the first time, just here in the Cannon Rotunda. Typically, there's been one or two cameras, mostly Fox cameras, through all of COVID time. Every single spot here is virtually full. I haven't seen that in a year, I think, since the last impeachment. So what's happening is American people aren't getting the truth. They're not getting real news. And then they get on social media and they're not free to express their feelings. And then you have the rest of these clowns around here that are out putting this poison out to the American people, when you're exactly right. Look, the president makes a lot of mistakes. All presidents make mistakes. But the bottom line is, to do a snap impeachment has real consequences. And so I'm not joking. When you talk about the fall of the Soviet Union, what did they start to do? They started to crack down. They started to crack down on people. And that's what you see here. They're not allowing even Republicans to offer amendments. Now we have to go through magnetometers to get checked before we go on the House floor. That was a new thing tonight, as if we're criminals. It's very, very strange, and I think we're in a very, very dark place, but the American people need to stay in touch with their elected officials and express their frustration.
Damn, our show on Wednesday is going to be back after this.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't?
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's a lady right down the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial residential roof specialists. C&G Roofing, with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business. Repairs from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958, and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Allstate now has deeper savings. And deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Valentine's Day is coming up. 1 month from tomorrow. How prepared do you want to be for Valentine's Day? Don't wait till the last minute. Do yourself a favor and go by Dylan Wings at 119 Brown Swings Road. Leslie, the power shopper, she can really cruise you around there and show you all the great stuff that they have. But then there's Josh, and Josh can make something for you if you'd like, or take something existing and add to it, or just start from scratch. Dylan Wings, great talent. And Josh and Leslie, they really know their stuff. And Josh is an actual jeweler. So if you need jewelry repaired or appraised, they can do that. You want to get the appraisal because appraisal, your insurance policy will need a rider. You need an appraisal to do that. Dylan Wings, 119 Brown Springs Road, 334-215-3669. Back to Sean Hannity. Now I'm talking to Rick Grinnell. Whoops. Had a little cut out there. And Rick is going to be talking about what's going on in D.C. Listen in.
10-day audit, no fly list, you're a domestic terrorist. I'm looking at now you have Amazon, Apple, Google, their suspension of Parler, conservative voices silenced on social media, left, right, and sideways, massive donations by these big tech companies to the Democrats, not to Republicans. It seems chilling to me what is happening, and the ones that are opposing freedom of speech the most are the people that I thought had a monopoly on freedom of speech.
Look, Sean, I think it's chaos in Washington, D.C. right now. But I will tell you the good news is that most Americans really aren't paying attention. They're not seeing the relevance of what's happening. They recognize that Joe Biden won, and they're looking towards January 20th, 8 days from now, in order to have a new president. They're not thinking that there should be impeachment. They're not thinking that social media now should be shut down for conservatives. The attacks, the weaponization. This is Washington's way of being vindictive. And I have to tell you, most people outside of Washington, D.C. look at this and they say, this is why we hate Washington. This is why we hate the politicians. They seem to always want to fight rather than be in a position where we should be looking forward. Our country has just been through a terrible economic shutdown because of COVID-19. We need to get back on our feet. Small business owners are dying to get open. And yet we have politicians who are rushing through an impeachment. The president is leaving in 8 days. Joe Biden will be president in 8 days. This is nonsense. Washington, D.C. politicians need to stop.
Yep. James, welcome to the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. One thing, they're calling for new classification of domestic terrorists and all, and haven't the Democrats every day almost for the past 4.5 years called our president or in before that president-elect, a terrorist? Haven't they incited hatred against him, and he was a government official? And the very things that they are claiming that the Tea Party or Trump supporters, he incited in them, they've been inciting on the other side. And I mean, she, when Pelosi comes on, she really draws a lot of venom in my blood. And I think they've been promoting, like you always say, what they do, they want to accuse the other side of doing.
Yep. And it, yeah, everything, whether it's Maxine Waters or whether it's Adam Schiff or whether it's Eric Swalwell, Bernie Sanders, I mean, you know, he's the worst president in the world. He's a misogynist, homophobe, you know, xenophobe, phobophobe, and they just criticize people. And then if you criticize them, I'm a government official. You can't do that now. And let me tell you, this is the path they're going down. And Biden, and trying to bring the world together, he's going to say, well, we need to do this. I'm going to sign this because we need to bring the country together. And this is the way we do it. Speech is too much that's out there. But he won't apply it to any Democrat. He's going to apply it to all Republicans. Here's another one that they're talking about. They're talking about Trump rallies. Rallies in which you're talking about a need to overhaul government and change government. Drastically change government is actually one phrase that they use in it. That would be sedition.
Yes. And the actions that were taken weren't actions of Trump people. I'm sure they had their Antifa and Black Lives Matter activists in there with their skills at breaking windows and that type of thing. But one thing that draws my ire always when I hear a politician state it is, I want to be ruled by my conscience or that type of thing. One thing that that bugs me, I do have a little problem with a stock that we've been, for my friend, have been accumulating for about 5 or 6 years. I love the stock. It's called Apple. Mm-hmm. But I really, really can't stand what Tim Cook and all is doing. But we've been accumulating it through a 7-1 split, 5-1 split, all the way up through. And so the profits are fantastic. And every time we just steadily accumulate it. Every time dividends from other stocks come in, it goes to buying Apple. And I try to advise and help her to stay on the fact that you can't let be affected by your temperament, but you've got to be ruled by what's the best for you financially. And I think financially it's best to stay with it. But it does kind of aggravate you that they pull this kind of stuff, you know, that Tim Cook and Apple and these other companies. I know that, you know, in Florida, the governor there has had all the funds from the retirees switched out of tech stocks. And I don't believe in that type of thing, but I do like the fact that Apple is, I think, probably one of the best investments out there. But it does kind of aggravate you, though, when you pull for a company the stock but hate their actions, you know. Yeah. So that's a dilemma, but my conscience won't rule me.
Yeah, there you go. Well, don't buy or sell stock of morality.
Yes, sir.
Buy or sell stock based on profit and loss.
Yes, sir. That's the bottom line. Thank you much, Stan.
Thank you. Let me do this. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Dan Marsh Show after this. Not much longer would you be mine. Ooh.
Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Al's Flowers and Gifts in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their floral operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 265-1125 for more information. Al's Flowers and Gifts, 265-1125.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms on the Eastern Bypass in the Promenade Shopping Center. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 7 years. We use them exclusively for all our radio advertising. It is by far the biggest bang for our buck. If you want results, go with Blue Water.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's still a chilly forecast, but it's getting a little bit better. We'll call it partly sunny today. We may reach 50 degrees, which would be a big improvement over yesterday. Mostly clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 30. Tomorrow, I think, should be the best day of the week weather-wise, with sunshine and a high temperature near 60. Wow, that would be great. Chance of an isolated shower Friday morning as a little front moves through the area. Otherwise, low to mid-50s on Friday. A cool weekend with cold nights, but a storm-free weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's where we are.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Now we were wondering where John was. John's up in the air. He's fine. Mortgage Corporation of the South, Hi-Fine Mortgage Company, that's taking care of you. Not Hi-Fine in a bad way, Hi-Fine in a good way. FHA, VA, conventional, particularly VA, that's the easiest loan to do. Give them a call, 567-9000, 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation South. John Williams and the gang there, especially if you're self-employed or you have an unusual tax return, they can help you with that and help you sort through so when they go to the lending company, they can make sure you're going to be well represented by Mortgage Corporation of the South. 567-9000, 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation of the South, John Williams and the gang there, give them a call. NMLS number 232-876, Equal Housing Lender, helping people throughout the River Region and anywhere in Alabama. Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Dan and Joy, how y'all doing today?
Doing good.
Doing all right.
Look, guys, I'm going to get into it quick here. I want to let you know, Dan, I finished the other half of the Sweet Creek card.
All right.
Me and the wife went. We went down there Saturday. I got some stone ground grits. I got some of them big old olives, the stuffed olives.
Yeah, those grits are really good. Those grits are really good.
Oh, yes, absolutely. but anyway, got us some plates of pulled pork and all that good stuff, and we got a plate of pulled pork and a sandwich, tater salad, you know, the whole nine yards.
I like that, Rodney. I like that, buddy. You're making me hungry.
But, but anyway, guys, you know, the more I listen to all this, it's the same old that it's been with the Democrats and what they have been trying throughout the whole administration of Trump. Just remember, everybody, patience is virtue, and we just got to be patient about all this stuff and just let it unplay itself, because then in the end run, I think that it's going to implode on them themselves, and I think before it's all over with, a lot of things you see the Democrats nervous about now and focusing on toward the Republican side of the bench is more so, I think, out of fear for themselves, because now they actually see and they really know what happened here, and what if these organizations, these big organizations that they've been backing, turns on them. So we'll see in the fullness of time if someone always has told me. That's right. And so have patience as the Lord commands us to do. Let them keep committing the message that they create and the deceit that they're driving. And eventually, it's all going to catch up to them. And it's just a matter of how.
I hope you're right, because the thing I'm really in fear of is that they go back and clean up all the stuff that they were about to be caught on, that they have so much at risk if they do get caught. And they clean that up. Things, go ahead.
One of the things that gets me about all this is driving media and a Democrat focusing on impeaching the president and this, that, the other. But everyone needs to stay focused on who the president actually is. The president is who those who represented him. And that's who they're talking about for real. Nothing's changed here. You're still the smelly Walmart people that you hear different Democrats and them talk about certain individuals in ways like that. So that's who they're talking about. They're talking about us. And let's make this perfectly clear. It's not Donald Trump that they fear. They fear us. And Donald Trump, they may go after and take him away or prevent him from moving forward, but they can't take us away. The revolution has started and it's gone forward, and the people ain't falling for it. So let's just keep moving forward. We're going to be relying on a lot of Ted Cruz's and stuff to get our election procedures in order and get America keep moving in the right direction.
Well, I hope they can do it.
We'll see what's going to happen with Trump. It's time to take a break and let things fly and let all this get over with. And then it'll be time to move forward and start thinking about all that.
Okay. Well, we'll see then. I appreciate the telephone call. I want you to have a great day.
All right, guys. Look, everybody go to Sweet Creek. I mean, I can't name all the stuff, guys, girls, ladies, and gentlemen. All right, Dan. You enjoy. Keep on doing what y'all doing there every day. I love it. And I'm going to definitely keep on listening, guys.
I really appreciate it, Rodney. You have a great day. Yes, sir.
Have you seen what Senator Shelby's office announced today?
No.
You were mentioning it might be his final days. He might, retire here fairly soon. Well, he's pulling things off before he retires. His office just announced today that they're praising the Air Force. I'm sure they made this decision on their own for the selection of Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville as the permanent location for
the Space Force,
the Space Command. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. After a 2-year competition for the basing decision, but Redstone Arsenal will now be the permanent home of Space Force.
That is big.
It is.
That is really big. That made a lot of sense. I know that facility in Houston wouldn't have been good, and Cape Kennedy would not have been as good either. You need to have more infrastructure, and Kennedy is just too much of a launch site versus a Space Force site where, you've got everything you need in Huntsville. That is outstanding.
Yeah.
When did he announce that?
Just today. I'm reading right from his website. It says, quote, Redstone Arsenal will be the new home to U.S. Space Command. This is outstanding news, not only for our state, but also for the Air Force. This long-awaited decision by the Air Force is a true testament to all that Alabama has to offer. Huntsville is the right pick for a host of reasons: our skilled workforce, proximity, supporting space entities, cost-effectiveness, and quality of life, among other things. I am thrilled the Air Force has chosen Redstone and look forward to the vast economic impact this will have on Alabama and the benefits this will bring to the Air Force. That is a quote from Senator Shelby.
Interesting. I'm going to text Mo Brooks right now and congratulate him. That really is big. That's going to be a lot of folks. And it's going to take that missile command that's there in the... most people don't realize that Redstone Arsenal is literally a military base, and it's and the missile command is there, and it's really something, all the stuff they do. Ken Mullinez, I got to take Ken's call.
Man, I want you to know I just finished eating at Pizza Perfect, and I called, and Joey said I wasn't coming through very well. And it might have been all that pizza that I stuffed in that was blocking my call.
So what kind of pizza did you have?
I can't figure out why I keep getting fatter, Dan. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
it doesn't make
any sense at all. So what kind of pizza did you get?
And speaking of that, I tried to get you before I went in there, and I took umbrage to what you were saying about an hour ago.
Yeah?
You were making fun of Van Buren and his purple robe with gold tassels, and I've got one of those, and I like wearing it around, and rotundas I could go with.
But, yeah,
but that's don't make fun of our purple robes, please, Daniel.
Well, that was Joey that did that, but just because you're part of a crew doesn't mean that you can get away and walk downtown Montgomery with that, not being a Lent holiday. A fat Tuesday.
Hey, I'm glad to hear we got the deal in Huntsville, and why some people may be a little aggravated with the chairman over some political stuff. Let me tell you one thing. We don't know how good we've got it right now, Dan, since you and I both were in the swamp for a while. To have the chairman of the committee just means so much for Alabama, and tough going back down seniority. We're all against seniority unless it happens to be our member. And thank God for Dick Shelby. He really brings home bacon.
He does indeed. That is his art form.
And you know what? I'm a bacon eater. I do love my bacon. So that said, I don't let all the serious people with great plans to change the world on their talk. I just want to say, hey, hope you're doing well. Hey, Joey.
Hello.
And enjoy your humor.
Okay, well, for I'm going to ask you for the third time, what type of pizza did you have?
Oh, you know what? They have a have a buffet, so I had a little bit of everything. You know, I show my love to every piece of pizza.
Oh, I didn't know they had a buffet. I might have to try that.
And it's what's so blue. So reminds me of growing up in the day, and it's just regular working class folks that are here. Pizza person, like a sponsor of my show. They're a sponsor of my waistline, but across from the antique mall, Eastbrook, and it's a grandfather runs it, like three generations that work in it.
Ken, we have to interrupt here. You're breaking up really badly, so let me...
Terrible.
You have a great day, my friend.
See?
So we got to tell me, boy, that...
Yeah, unfortunate.
I have been in a car when something like that's going on and listen to another show. It is so nerve-wracking to hear it. It is so jarring to me. With that, let me go to a break. We'll reset back right after this.
We get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
It's my generation. It's my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away?
Generation.
Don't try and dig what we all say.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. Earl, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I wonder what went wrong with our love.
272-9228, that's where we are.
And as I still walk on, I think of...
Let's go back to Sean Hannity talking to Devin Nunes and Rick Grinnell. He's going to now talk about, Nunes is going to be talking about getting out of the D.C. bubble. And I absolutely agree with this. This is the difference of the way the Liz Cheney's of the world see things and the way this audience sees things. We're out in the hinterlands. We're out with Joe Sixpack and we're talking to folks. They're not. And that was one thing about being a Reagan advanced guy. We were out talking to the folks. And so... it literally got to the point where we would be talking to the political operation to tell them what the tempo was on the ground, how cordial were the people, how excited were the people, how organized were the people, and we'd do a little after-action report. They would normally send me in right before an election happened, and I would write a thing to Lynn Nofsinger or the Haley Barbour and to say, do I think that the campaign is prepared for the election? And sometimes they weren't. Sometimes I could just tell they weren't organized and they were flying by the seat of their pants. Some people were just outstanding. Whatever we suggested, they went in and did. So let's listen in.
You got a week from tomorrow, Devin Nunes. What is your message to, say, the leadership in the Senate? Mitch McConnell has probably the full say. He did pull back when we called his office tonight, and he said, no, let me give you the exact words. He said that, in fact, and he was very clear about it, no, it wasn't true, and that it was a lot of salacious nonsense in what the New York Times was saying. And he, you know, so he was pretty clear on all of that. Your take?
Well, look, I think Ambassador Grinnell made a good point about, you know, people need to get out of this bubble here in Washington, get out of the power-hungry bubble where they have these old leaders that are decrepit and making mistake after mistake, and get out there with the real people. I just returned back from my district in the rural part of California. You've been out there before. People are very upset with this. You know, they don't like what happened here in the Capitol last week, but they haven't liked what's been going on with the riots all year. They haven't liked what's been going on with this administration, how they were targeted. I mean, you had Joe Biden, Pelosi, all accused Donald Trump and me and everybody else of being secret Russian agents when they themselves had paid for it and they've gotten it from Russians. You know, everybody knows this. And for the first time the last few days, I had people coming up to me that have never come up to me before and said, what on earth are you guys doing back there? Why would you, and even people that don't even support the president say, look, I don't like what he did. I didn't vote for him, but why would you impeach him? He's almost gone. People don't understand any of this nonsense.
And that's the most alarming part of it. And when you get down to why, and the why is for maximum control. And it's not going to stop. It's not just about impeaching Trump. It's about impeaching Trump and then trying to stop him from running and basically, so, you know, destroying him as much as they can. But then you have other people. Notice they're going after Ted Cruz. They're going after Josh Hawley. They're going after Mo Brooks. They're going after conservatives that are carrying the water for Donald Trump and who I would say are Trump devotees. And they've got to destroy him because, as I say, if Trump comes back, he'll come back stronger than ever. It'll be the Mandela effect, and they do not want that. They're going to do everything they can to stop it. The other thing is, notice in New York, all of a sudden they go, well, you know, yes, we do need to start the schools back. Yes, we do need to open up the economy. Now, California did one of the dumbest things. They said, we need to start schools back, but all the kids need to get shots first. There's no scientific evidence of that whatsoever. We don't even know what the shots will do with kids. They were not in any test group. There was no one under the age of 18. So what in the hell happened to follow the science? But notice they're going to throw old people away. They're going to go, they're going to give shots to everybody else, all the young students. Let's go to Joe. Joe, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday.
Good morning, Mr. Dan, or good evening.
Joe, how are you?
I haven't talked to you in a while. Fine. Listen, I just got an email from some lady named Grandma McDaniel, who's a Republican national whatever it is, and all it said was that they will not condone any kind of acts of violence like was at the Capitol. Is she one of them that wants to impeach Trump?
What's her name again?
Ronna McDaniel.
Oh, Ronna McDaniel. She's the head of the RNC. No,
well,
she's not.
She's not. No. Well, why would she put out something and email it to me?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, you're on the RNC email list.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't go to the Capitol either.
Yeah, you're just on the list. They're just trying to show that they're not for that type of anybody doing anything like this.
Well, I'm not for that either, and I don't think the president told people to do that. I think idiots went in there and did it on their own.
I agree.
But do you think that I heard today that Trump's going to declare martial law? What do you think?
No,
I didn't think so either. But and then I heard that someone stole Nancy Pelosi's laptop and it's got all kind of stuff on there. And I heard she had the coronavirus. So, I don't know. It's all kind of crazy things.
Yeah, let me tell you something. There's stuff flying on there. I probably get 6 or 7 things that people send to me, and they'll ask me, is this true? The laptop being stolen was one of them.
And it's really gone off the rails the last week.
Yeah,
I mean, always out there, but it's going nuts
recently. Since Wednesday of last week, it has really gone crazy.
Well, I just wondered, too, if you had to vote, who's the most evil woman, would it be Pelosi or Hillary? Which one would win that?
Hillary is inert. Pelosi actually has power and is using it.
Right. Well, okay, Mr. Dan. Hope you're doing good, buddy.
Joe, I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. If we just keep Trump about 25 more years, I'd be all right.
There you go. I wish we could, but...
I do, too.
No constitutional restriction.
Okay, I'm voting for Cruz if he runs next.
Well, don't discount Trump. It really is funny, all these people who say, Trump is dead, Trump is gone, Trump is... And they totally don't get it. They're strictly looking at it from their perspective in Washington, D.C., and from the news. They're not,
oh, well, if Trump...
They're not Trump talking...
Back, your vote for
yeah, they're not talking to people like us. They're not talking to people in Alabama. They're not talking about people in Missouri.
I didn't even vote for you.
Oh, man. See, I'm worried about you now, Joe.
All right, thank you.
See ya. Bye.
I'd say, why would you want to punish Dan like that?
Yeah, really. I'm a good guy. So there are only three pieces of Sean. I thought there was a fourth.
There's some up here.
No, that's a different...
series. No, I think it was only three.
Three, okay. We didn't get back to Grinnell. Let's do this. Let's see if we can get this call in before the close of the hour, and then we'll reset. Nope. Okay. Let's see which way we want to go then. I really want to do the Glenn Greenwald, but that's too long for here. I'll tell you what I'll do. Let me get my tap shoes out. Yeah, Laura, the Fox lineup last night with Tucker, with Greenwald, Sean with Zeldin and Grinnell and Nunes and Bill Barr, that was good. And then Laura Ingram was good with Laura Ingram had Bill Barr and Zeldin on. It was pretty good. And they, Laura was letting it out there, particularly on Liz Cheney. And the overreaction of the Democrats on Trump, and they are way overreacting. And the media is kind of playing into it. I was going to cut the NBC Nightly News piece, but I had too much other stuff going. NBC Nightly News is like beside themselves. Trump must go! And they're just parroting any... They're back to the same thing. Parroting any negative against Trump. Doing that all the time. Going to the top of the hour break, final hour. The Dan Morris Show on Wednesday coming up.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada News Talk